Sometimes, Jonathan, it's easy to think that WordPress is the biggest and most important open source project in the world.
Okay.
But have you heard of a project called Curl?
I have heard of Curl, yes. I've made mistakes with it in the past.
Yeah. Well, if you have making mistakes with Curl, of course, you could just ask ChatGPT for help. But something caught my eye this week, which was that one of the key maintainers for Curl, Steinberg, posted on LinkedIn a new update to their policy, which is that they are no longer accepting submissions for bug fixes and security issues if that submission was generated by an LLM.
Yep. And what he did specifically, it was Daniel Stenberg. He added the question to the form. He's like, did you use AI to find the problem or generate this submission? And if it's like, if yes, okay, it's just instantly banned. Like, no, thank you.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I got really frustrated this last week with a similar issue in plugin review that,
yeah,
like, I mean, we don't have an official policy against submitting plugins that were created by an AI, but I am really over constantly reviewing plugins from plugin authors who have absolutely no idea what they're doing.
Well, what's the problem here, though, Luke? Like, AI doesn't make mistakes. Like, what's going on here? Are you just jealous of the incredible output of all these new developers coming onto the scene?
I know you say that jokingly, but I do sometimes wonder if there's a little bit of, it's not jealousy, but like maybe concern and anti-AI bias because it's coming from my job. But in this case, like, I really don't think so. I think it's manners. That's what it's about. It's about manners.
Tell me. Yeah.
You know, like first of all, I hate it. I absolutely hate it when I get an email that is generated by an AI. So like I'm trying to email plugin authors about their plugin submission to the WordPress plugin repo and they're responding to my email with AI.
Right.
So frustrating. I need to know in order to approve your plugin that you're capable of maintaining it.
Right.
And, yeah. And this one particular email I got this week, it was just like, if you copy the plugin review that I just sent you, paste it into an LLM, and don't even add any prompts. And it's just responding, saying, whatever. It's not even trying to disguise the fact that it's an LLM.
Right.
That was frustrating.
Let's talk about our experience with this, because last week we published the first episode of Crossword, and I took the first pass at writing the title and the description for it. And when I shared it with you, your instant response to me was, I think you didn't say AI slop, but you said something to the effect of like, that's,
I just said AI generated.
Yeah, your response to what I shared with you was AI generated, which first off, so yes, I had generated initially, but what I wrote, like, there was at least a 20% difference over the original language. And I found
20%. Well done, Jonathan.
I found your response to me offensive because I am sensitive about the quality of the language. However, I went ahead because you are my friend and I do care about what you think and say. And I'm like, we can work this out. I'm like, you know what? Let me take a pass.
Forget about me. What about the audience? Have a bit of respect for the audience.
Okay.
You know,
all right, like, that's, now you're going too far. So
no, I don't want to listen to podcasts that have AI generated descriptions. Like, if the podcast author isn't passionate about what they're doing, passionate about enough to like put in a tiny, tiny amount of work that it takes to write three sentences. You know,
okay, so that's being a little bit ungenerous to the effort actually involved in writing such a description. But let me agree with your point, which is that what we ended up coming up with had no AI assistance to it, except actually there was one thing where it was useful was giving a bullet summary of the arc of what we covered in the episode. Because I don't know about you, I'm not volunteering to handwrite a transcript myself for this, right? And I think what we both agreed is on the other side, like, yeah, that was actually much better. Like, it had our style into it. It was like we made it exactly what we wanted in the description, and it was 100% human. And and then we're going to use AI to generate the transcript, which I've been thinking more about. I really would like us to like read through all the way, because to your point, I don't really expect an audience member to read something we wouldn't even have read ourselves, right? So there's something there about manners and respect for time.
Exactly. If I'm putting in more time into your plugin review, just reviewing it, than you are building it in the first place, I think that that is bad manners. Is that fair? I think that's fair. It's not just curl, by the way. Like, I also saw this week, this same week, there's another open source project. It's a browser engine. It's called Servo, like an open source browser engine that's supposed to be for, it's, you know, not like Chromium. It's actually like a community, a real open source project. And they had the exact same policy shift. No submissions from contributions from AI.
Before we go further, I want to try and clarify something. This idea of manners, how much of this is just my like American barbarism versus some other, like, tell us more about like what this idea of manners, like, well, tell me more about what you're thinking here. Cause I think I understand. I'm vibing with it. No pun intended. But tell us more.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Let me think more about it. So it's the classic treat other people the way that you want to be treated. You know, it's about caring about respecting other people's time, basically. Okay.
Yep. That's fair. And I think you and I had a back and forth over the break where I was working on a plugin. I asked you for feedback. I actually didn't ask you for a review. I think you sort of went above and beyond what I was even intending to ask for, because I am sensitive about the time. And when we talked about it, you made that point. It's like, yeah, if to do a proper review of something takes time and effort and focus, because you're not just throwing it into ChatGPT and saying, review this for me, right? And right, so you want to have, you made an interesting point too. It's like, if it took 4 hours to create something and then an hour to review it, like, percentage wise, you're putting a good chunk of time into the thing and having a potential to substantially contribute to it and not being recognized as such for it. So it's like, where's the where's the incentive? Where, especially if some compared to someone who put time-wise, a whole lot more time. Just looking at the time.
Yeah. And possibly also impact. You know, the time I take to do a human review of a plugin to point out some glaring mistakes from an LLM could be a huge impact, especially on a security point of view. And that's all volunteer time on the plugin directory. You get that for free.
Luke, do you think, is this, where do you see this going? Like, is this a temporary hiccup on the road to LLMs getting actually better at doing this?
That's a really interesting idea, and maybe, because that's, you know, whenever you have an idea, you sort of have to push it to its logical extremes. Right. And so like one logical extreme is like, maybe LLMs become so good that none of this matters anymore. And, you know, that definitely is a possibility. And maybe some of my reaction here comes from a fear of that, but here's my hot take. Here's like another, I haven't seen anyone with this idea online, but surely other people have thought this.
Let's hear it.
LLMs are trained on our code, right?
Yes.
Our code is not perfect. There's no such thing as perfect, bugless code.
Speak for yourself.
Maybe it's possible that LLMs can never be perfect. Maybe human intervention or human at least assistance is always going to be required.
You know, one thing I'm wondering is there a parallel to the leap that we had with image generation in like ChatGPT from a few months ago to recently, where it just could never get text right? Like, there were things that were just ridiculous in it. and they changed the methodology. If I'm recalling correctly, it was diffusion-based versus this, I'm forgetting the terminology, but it was a different method that now produces consistently better results in terms of its ability to put output text, and et cetera. I'm wondering if we're going to experience a similar type of shift where, because a lot of the things that come up are just stupid, like inventing a function that just didn't exist at all. Things that seem very verifiable if it just put some more effort into it.
Yeah, maybe some breakthrough in terms of context. Like, I think that that's what LLMs lack, seems to be like the amount of context of code that, so like if I'm doing a plugin review, you know, I see probably like 4 out of 5 plugins are AI generated often. And you can tell it because one of the things is it's a very simple plugin. It doesn't do a lot and it's all in one file.
Right.
So, you know, with maybe a small JavaScript file or a small CSS file on the side, but it's all, yeah. And so, I mean, that's lack of proper plugin architecture is a problem in and of itself. But yeah, maybe there could be a breakthrough in terms of like the amount of context that the LLM can have for the project, the ability for the project to create and maintain multiple files. I imagine that these sorts of things are right around the corner.
Yeah.
And that would be a real breakthrough in LLMs producing code that is closer to what a human might have produced based on the same prompt. But a human cannot have produced perfect code. And I wonder, you know, whether it's even possible for an LLM to get there.
Can you talk us through, like, what are some of the ramifications right now for the plugin review team? Like, you're seeing an increase in the volume that's coming through. You're working your way through that. I'm hoping that you have some good stories that come out of it too, as in people who, like, oh, wow, we need to, you know, we need to not just throw stuff back, or maybe they apologize, or there's some sort of human breakthrough where they're like, oh, there's real humans on the other side. But for the most part, it sounds like you're just having to deal with people who are taking more time away from of the limited time that you guys have, which means that that's less for people who are still putting in the work. How do you, like, what's the current state? Like, how are you guys, in terms of what you can say, of course, because that's a,
Sure. I mean, what I can say is that we've had double the number of reviews week to week than a year ago.
Wow.
Of plugin submissions, and it's the same team. And so the plugin review queue is growing slowly at the moment, but that's not the direction we want, right? Like, we want it to be reducing, and we had the queue in a real manageable spot too. But just like the number of submissions is going up so quickly. And what that means for WordPress users is just as concerning, because if we've got, let's say a plugin has a lifetime, right?
Yep.
Let's say there's like a 5-year window on a plugin, you know, just roughly on average. That means if you've got like a steady rate of plugin submissions, you're going to have like a hopefully fairly slow linear growth, or maybe even stagnation to the number of plugins in the directory. And I think it finds a balance also with like useful plugins and plugins that feel a niche, and that people don't want to recreate a plugin that's already solving that has a problem that's solved by another plugin well enough already. Right. You know, so what's happening now is we're getting a dilution of benefit of plugins in the directory. I don't know if that's exactly the right word, but there are way more plugins.
It just hit me too.
It's going to be harder to find the one that you want.
One of the real potential negatives on the other side of this is the updates, because someone who creates one of these plugins, their cursor subscription expires in the future, or something happens and suddenly it's restructuring and refactoring, and they're just shipping that update to the existing plugin. That could create a real mess for folks.
If you've put in an hour into creating a plugin, and you know, how invested are you into maintaining and updating that into the future?